Vambora.
I am the Purple Puzzle Man. How do you know I'm a Purple Puzzle Man? How do you know I'm a... Do I look like one? How do you know I'm a Purple Puzzle Person? Because I look purple. Yes. And while this beard is a little purple, I want somebody to help me now put my purple puzzle poncho on. Would you help me? No? Will you help me? No? Not a lot of cooperation tonight. Do you like to help me put this on? Will you help me? You'll help me? Oh. Will you help me? Now you can, but you can put that, you can put that on. You want to know. Now you help me put this on. Put it over the top. Now, you need to know who made this purple puzzle poncho. Whoops. See? Thank you. And you can put that on the top. Put it over my head. Pull it around. Pull it down. And what do you see there?
Tiger.
A tiger. We'll learn about that. And for those of you who know, the person who made this poncho and the tiger was Ginny Witt from Holden. Now, the first story about the purple puzzle. Are you ready? Are you ready? You don't have to draw anymore. You've got to look at me. Okay. Are you ready? Shh! A long, long time ago, when God was all alone, God had no one to live with. God had no one to stay with. God had no one to laugh with. God had no one to play with. So that wasn't any fun now, was it? Was it? Was it? Oh. A long, long time ago when God was all alone, the world was like a fish bowl full of dirty water and not one little fish. So that wasn't any fun now, was it? No, a long, long time ago when God was all alone, there wasn't any yellow, and there wasn't any green, and there wasn't any brown, and there wasn't any white, but everything was purple. From the dirty purple waters. And the waters started churning round and round and up and down and in and out and making funny sounds like purple, purple, purple. You can say that next time. So God looked in the water to see what he could see. He couldn't see a thing because all the purple waters were going up and down and in and out and making funny sounds like purple, purple, purple. So God looked in the water and God said, "White. Let's have some light." And in a flash, God saw the light with lots and lots of colors like green and blue and yellow, brown and white. But
the waters kept on churning,
churning round and round and up and down and making funny sounds like chirple, chirple, chirple. So God said, land. Let's have some land and let the land appear. And in a flash there was a hump. A humpy hump. A bumpy, lumpy, humpy hump. And it stopped all dirty waters from going in and out and up and down and making funny sounds like chirple, chirple, chirple. And God said, sky. Let's have some sky. And in a flash there was a ceiling very, very high over all the land. And it stopped the dirty waters up above from churning round and in and out and making funny sounds like chirple, chirple, chirple. And then in that ceiling way up there, God put two lights, sun by day and the moon by night, and neither of them falls when you swing them out of sight. And then God said, life. Let's have some life. And in a flash there was a splash as birds and fish went swimming. And after this there was a swish as little gnats went zooming. And after a while, God had to smile. He watched the animals learning how to walk. So God made everything there was. He made the ants and the snails and the clumsy kangaroos who have very funny tails. The purple fish, and the old black crow, and a camel with a hump, and the happy hippopotamus, who has very muddy feet that make a funny sound like thump, schlurr, thump, schlurr, thump. So God made everything there was. And God had so much fun. Because God loved the world and all there was. And that was very good. And God said, that's good. And that was very, very good. Now, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Yes. Thank you. You can clap. Now for story two, I need some helpers. I didn't get much cooperation before, but maybe now. Who is willing to help me? I need someone who is going to be Adam, someone who is going to be Eve, and someone who's going to be the snake, and someone's going to be God. Adam and Eve and God and the snake. What do you want to be? Okay, you be the snake. Come here. You want to be Adam? You can be Adam. You're the snake. In a minute you have to put that on. See, that's... Actually, it's Candy. That's her name. The snake. And this is a tree. We'll talk about that later. Watch, careful. Okay. Now, who's going to be Adam? You wanted to be Adam. Can you say some lines, you think? Good. Come on. You're Adam. You stand there. And who's going to be Eve? You want to be Eve? Okay, that's fine. You stand over here. You're Eve. This is totally and totally inclusive, this course. Adam and Eve and the snake, and we want God. You going to be God? You got a good voice for God? Come on, stand over this side. Stand over this side. Okay. Now, you okay? Because you have some things to say. Think you can say them? Okay. And if... You can't. Okay. Doesn't matter, you can be there. That's an extra snake we have today. Okay. Are you ready? No, you're going to have to be a part of this. If you're part of it, you have to stand there and wait. Okay? You want to sit my knee? Just be right there. Adam is going to be ready. I can see that. Okay. See the picture? That's Adam and Eve. All right. Would you like to take a trip with me to an old enchanted garden? Would you like to take a walk with me down the garden paths of Eden? Would you like to see what Adam saw in that bright enchanted garden? And then follow me. We're off to see a garden full of fun, with lots of joys for girls and boys and thrills for everyone. The first surprise when you open your eyes is Adam and Eve together. They have no clothes from head to toe. Because it's always sunny weather. But still, I didn't feel naked and I didn't feel naughty the way some people do now. No. Everything is happy. Everything is bright. Look. Over there. See? It looks like a candy cane. No, it's a snake standing on its tail. Ah, it's, you want to stand up a little? Here we go. It's beckoning for us to come, whoo, along the garden track. Huh? Would you like to come with me? Follow Adam and Eve, follow the snake, would you? Huh? Only cowards ever turn back. Huh? We're going into an enchanted far garden. Right in an enchanted forest with magic trees that have magic fruit. Look, see that tree over there? See that tree there? That's got beans like on a beanstalk. See that tall tree? Look, see that tall tree up there? If you eat those beans with me, you can grow to 7 feet 2. If that's what pleases you. Well, does it? It does. Okay. You go and have some of that beans. And there's another tree over there. It's called a special color tree. And if you eat those lights, see that tree over there? If you eat those the lights on that tree with me, you can change your color from green or blue or purple. Would you like to be purple? Yeah, you would? Okay, we'll make you purple afterwards. Okay. But look over there. This is a special tree. This one here. It's called the learning tree. Now, I wonder what would happen if we ate its bright red fruit. Huh? What would happen? Adam and Eve have stopped beside the learning tree and, listen, there's some words you have to say, right? Well, see the learning tree? There's a snake there, right? And snake is going to talk to Eve. And the snake says, want to stand up and speak? Right. Do you mean to tell me?
You mean to tell me?
God said. We couldn't eat of any fruit?
We couldn't eat any fruit.
In this enchanted garden?
In this garden.
Huh. And Eve says, oh, no.
Oh, no.
God said. We could eat of any fruit.
We can eat of any fruit.
In this enchanted garden.
In this enchanted garden.
But we cannot eat from the learning tree.
We cannot eat from the learning tree.
Or eat its ripe red fruit. Or we might die. Well. Shh. There was magic in the air. There was magic everywhere. And Eve wanted that fruit so much. What was wrong with a little touch? So she touched it. And she took it. Wouldn't you? wouldn't you? And she tasted it. Wouldn't you? Oh. And she gave some to Adam and to me and you and you and you. And suddenly, whoops, whoops, their eyes popped open wide and they discovered that they were naked. Huh? See? They were naked. Exactly right. And they hid themselves because they were afraid that God might find them hiding in the garden. Shh! I think I hear God coming. Here's God. God calls out, Adam, where are you?
Adam, where are you?
Did you hide from me?
Did you hide from me?
Did you eat from the tree?
Did you eat from the tree?
And Adam says, you ready? You know what I'm saying? I'll say it for you. Adam said, that woman you gave me, she did it. She's really a very bad girl. And Eve said, I didn't. That sassy green snake. He made me do it. He tricked me.
Huh?
He tricked me. It just isn't fair. Yeah, it isn't fair. So, Adam was sad, and God was sad, and the snake was sad. And God said, you know, I'm going to have to punish you all for what has happened. The world is like a big puzzle now. You've messed it up. I'm going to have to find a way to put all the pieces back together. The enchanted garden disappeared. And the magic trees all vanished. God was gone. And the garden was gone. Well, you know what God did? So that Adam and Eve wouldn't feel naked or naughty. What did God do? He made two lovely purple gowns. One on Adam. And one on Eve. And now, let's see. And they didn't feel naked, and they didn't feel naughty anymore. And if you want to find your place in this great big mixed up puzzled world, you better find your piece of the purple puzzle and learn to put the puzzle back together with God. Thank you. Now, before we do the next one, some of you have written something, and I want to introduce to you Aaron, who is the tree maker. And somebody was the painter of the tree. Who was it?
Jesse
is the tree painter. And somebody cut these out. Who was that? Various people. Thank you. Now, if Jesse and Aaron would help, you can put your name on the puzzle tree. I'll stick it on. Now, if any person who is sitting here would like to have their name on there as well, anybody, man, woman, or child, you stick their name on the tree, okay? He'll help you. And while you're sticking the name on the tree, while you're putting your name on the tree, you can stand on the chair if you need to. He's got some thumbtacks so that you actually know you're part of the purple puzzle, okay? Can I have that back again, or do you think you want to keep it for life? Can you just hold it? Thank you. Somehow this goes back on. There we go. And where's my purple puzzle stole?
Adam has it.
It's liturgically correct stole. It's on the tree. I think we can do that. Just to leave it on the tree. That's a good idea. And you can see the tiger. Now, before the next story, and while they're doing that, we're going to learn a song. And our musician's name is?
Paul.
Paul's going to help us learn the song. Some of you might know the song. It's called Purple Puzzle, the Tiger Song. And if you give me a note, we'll get started. Goes something like this. You'll learn the line as we go. Tiger, tiger. Ready? Tiger, tiger. Tell me, do you fly? Tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground? Or soar about the sky? God made tigers. God made you and me to fit together piece by piece. It is purple puzzle tree. All right, now let's sing it through without my interruptions. Tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? God made tigers. God made you and me to fit together piece by piece. This purple puzzle tree. Good. Now we have to do that in the middle of this next song. Next story. Can you all sit down? You all sit down? You can be the snake this time. Oh, you want to be the snake. And this is Tickle the Tiger. And I have the tiger. But I need someone to be... I want somebody to be... a hippopotamus. And I want someone... You want to be a hippopotamus? I want somebody to be a hippopotamus. I want someone to be a snake again. You're the snake, are you? Okay, someone to be the snake. And I need someone to be... a donkey? All right, I'll pick them. And I need someone to be, what's the other one? A donkey, hippopotamus, and a snake, and God. All right, now, who's going to be God this time? You're going to be God? Okay, you're God. That's one. God, you're the snake. And the hippopotamus, you can, no, you did one. You did one already, too. We have somebody who hasn't been on. Somebody else want to be here? Hasn't been in? Oh, you. Oh, you're the hippopotamus. You're great, you know. All right, hippopotamus, and I need a donkey. You're a donkey. Okay. I think that's all. Just sit there for the moment. I wouldn't hang on that tree. Okay. Now, this is a story which is got the song in it, and we need to learn to sing the song when it comes along. All right? You all ready for the last story? A long time ago, in the middle of the garden, all the animals were happy. And God was there, and he was fixing up his puzzle. God had a puzzle. He had a plan for the world. He said, "Where does everything fit?" Now, here is Sarah. And here is, who's that? Allie. And who's this? Who is it? Show me, your hands up. Nathan. And here's Isaac. Who's that? Grace. And up there is another Alec. And here's a Matthew and the trees. And what's that? Oh, it's another piece. We've got to have all the pieces on the tree. And God was making this an Abby and Christian and Tickle the Tiger. Another piece. I think we may not have that so visible. Eric, okay. Okay. Now, all the people and all the parts of the tree and all the animals were in God's garden and all in the garden. And one animal... little tiger. God made the tiger last of all. This is it. Tickle. My name is Tickle. Tickle the tiger. God had made Tickle last of all, and he'd forgotten to tell Tickle what he was supposed to be. He didn't know. So he wandered around the garden, licking a lollipop, with a head full of questions. Who am I? And everywhere he went, he would come up behind an animal and tickle their nose. He would come up and he would tickle their nose with his tail. He would tickle all kinds of people. And whenever he tickled somebody, they would, what? Sneeze. They would go, ha, 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 ha. You sneeze. All right, I'm going to tickle you all together. Ha, ha, ha. He would tickle all kinds of people. He would tickle bright people like this, and he would go, oh. He would tickle people like this, and they would go, he would even tickle bishops. Even bishops sneeze. Well, Tickle, all the animals said, Tickle, it's got to stop. And they sang a little song. Tickle, tickle, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? Tickle, tickle, it's time this tickling stops. You cannot go around the world just licking lollipops. So Tickle said, well, I'm going to have to find out who I am and where I fit in God's puzzle. So Tickle, first of all, went to see Happy the hippopotamus. Where's Happy? Where is he? Oh, here, come here, all right. Oh, you're the hippopotamus, all right? And he came up to the hippopotamus and he said, Do you think it would cause too much fuss if I became a hippopotamus? So the hippopotamus said, duh.
Duh.
What you have to do? Is lie in the mud.
Is lolly in the mud.
Roll around all day.
Roll around all day.
Get your face all muddy.
Get your face all muddy.
And when God comes home tonight?
And when God comes home tonight?
He'll have a good old laugh.
Not a good old laugh.
Well, so Tickle rolled around in the mud, and he got himself all muddy, and his face got muddy, and the mud got up his nose. And what happens when mud gets up your nose? You sneeze, and he went, and the mud went everywhere, all over God's purple puzzle, and God wasn't happy. He said, I think
it's too much fuss to be a hippopotamus.
So then he went to see Candy, the carpet snake.
Do you think it would be a mistake if I learned to be a snake?
Oh. And Candy said to him, what you've got to do? Very good. What you got to do?
What you got to do?
Is go over to that girl by the apple.
Is go over to that girl by the apple.
All right. And crawl in the dust. And when you get there. Tell her that if she eats that apple. She'll never have to have her medicine again. Well, when he crawled over to the candy, the carrots, he crawled in the dust and he crawled through the dust. And you know what happens when you crawl through the dust?
Dust went everywhere, and there was dust flying everywhere. And you know what the little girl did who had the apple? She just took his candy cane and walked off laughing, and all the animals laughed at him. And he said, I think it's a mistake trying to be a snake. So then he said, I'm going to go to Ding-a-ling the donkey. Here's Ding-a-ling the donkey. And he says, Do you think I'd look like
a monkey if I learned to be a donkey?
And you know what the donkey Ding-a-ling said? He said, Do-kay.
Do-kay.
What you have to do?
What you have to do?
Is ask somebody to have a ride.
Is ask somebody to have a ride.
Like Abraham or Moses or Dan the Bible Man?
Or Abraham or Moses?
Or Abraham or Moses.
And tell him to jump on top.
And tell him to jump on top.
And dig their heels into your side.
And dig their heels into your side.
And have a good old ride.
And have a good old ride.
So, Tickle the Tiger went to the animals and said, would you like to have a ride? I'm learning to be a donkey. And you know what the animals said?
We'd rather ride on a donkey that's bony than ride on a tiger, because you never know what's going to happen when you ride on a tiger. And so they all just laughed at him. And poor old Tickle, everybody laughed at him. And you know who especially laughed at him? Some birds that were sitting up in a tree. And you know what they were called? Kookaburras. Kookaburras. And the kookaburras laughed and laughed. You know what a kookaburra sounds like when it laughs? Like this. Shh. What is that? And they all laughed. And Tickle said, that's it. I'm going to go to God. Where's God? There's God. Come over here, God. Tickle decided to go to God. But God was very busy, see, with this purple puzzle over here. So Tickle sat on God's head for a bit. And then he tickled God's nose, as he usually did. And God sneezed, a huge God sneeze.
Do it again.
At you.
Louder. A real God sneeze.
At you.
That's better. Very good. Very good sneeze. So God sneezed, and the pieces of the puzzle went flying all over the place. And God looked, and then Tickle said,
God, would you like a ride? I'm learning to be a donkey.
And God said, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
See that piece of the puzzle?
See that piece of the puzzle?
Landed down in India.
What?
That just landed in India.
That just landed in India.
I want you to go down there, find it.
I want you to go down there, find it.
And learn to be a tiger.
And learn to be a tiger.
With a roar that rules the jungle.
With a roar that rules the jungle.
Roar.
Roar.
Well, all the animals applauded, and they knew, and Tiger, Tickle the Tiger, knew that he had to be a tiger. And so they all sang the tiger song together. Shall we go? Tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? God made tigers, God made you and me, to fit together piece by piece in his purple puzzle tree. Once more louder, tiger, tiger, tell me, do you fly? Do you slink around the ground or soar about the sky? God made tigers, God made you and me, to fit together piece by piece in his purple puzzle tree. Thank you.
that's the story. And if people want to talk to me about it, I'm actually looking for an agent to help me. Thank you.